In grade school history class, we learned about Father Marquette and the French voyageurs, those intrepid explorers who paddled the wild Mississippi and traded with the Iroquois way back in pre-revolutionary times. Later, very likely not in Catholic school, I heard the term voyeur, a kind of pervert. For the longest time, my little kid mind confused the two, and I couldn't figure out why the canoeists, some of them priests, were also peeping toms. Were they sneaking around the Mississippi Valley, spying through the back windows of wigwams? As my brothers and I grew up shoveling snow and running paper routes for our allowances, my mother used to talk about how soon we'd be old enough to work as busboys at the hot shops out on the interstate, the fast food rest stop. She never elaborated on the term. We drove past the hot shops often on our way into the city. I pictured a squad of teenage boys carrying trays of food out to the busloads of tourists we always saw parked there. My childhood was rife with such misunderstandings. The world was a confusing place. Some things were meant literally, but others were mere figures of speech, though I had no idea what a figure of speech even was. So when my aunt returned from a cruise in Bermuda and presented us with little penknives, each decorated with a seahorse, and said, "It was a toss-up between these and keychains," I imagined a crowd of cruisers gathered on deck while some sailor in a white uniform tossed handfuls of souvenirs into the air, and my 40-something aunt leaping into the scrum and grabbing three little knives. We used to visit some relatives who lived summers at a cottage on the river. At whatever hour we arrived, morning or night, they seemed to have a glass of clear liquid in hand, lime clipped onto the rim. They were always happy and talkative and generous with their hospitality. Once, on the car ride home, I asked my mom what it was they were always drinking. She told me, "Gin." "What's gin?" I asked her. She thought for a moment and then said, "That's what some people drink instead of coffee." It's easy to forget that the grown-up world is puzzling to a kid, encoded in words and phrases that don't mean what they seem to mean, what they ought to mean. Sound and sense are often at odds. It's part of what led me to become a writer, the sense of cracking that code, of finally being inside of meaning, at last part of a conversation I understand.